Welcome to another week of Free Basketball. I am your host, Ryan Meadows, and joined always by one Mr. Cody Holsey. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great.
Feeling fresh?
Oh, I feel super fresh.
Crispy?
Crispy, clean.
How was the solar caffeined eclipse your way?
Solar eclipse, I think it was fine. I was at work.
Yeah.
So I was working. My favorite thing about it was that people kept coming in and said, oh, are you guys going to all take a break to go outside and look at the eclipse? And I was like,
if you no, quit I have ordering to make, coffee.
I was like, yeah, I have to make the drinks that you're ordering. So, like if people stop coming in the drive through and you would stop coming inside for drinks, probably, but yeah. That didn't happen. So, but it was interesting in the middle of the afternoon. It was weird because it felt like we were opening because like the way the light was. The building I work in is mostly glass.
Yeah.
So like it just got in the morning like as the sun rises. Minutes. Yeah. As the sun rises, you like notice it inside and you're like, oh, it's this like nice soft like wake up light. It's so great. And then we got that in the middle of the afternoon and I was like, is it really 5:30 in the morning right now? My whole day started over. It was weird.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel, yeah. We didn't have the glasses, you know. You got to have the glasses, apparently.
Yeah, because like if you look at the geographic results for people searching, my eyes hurt, or why do my eyes hurt? It was like the path of the eclipse,
totality.
Yeah, like people just like,
I'll just take a quick glance at this. It'll be
you guys
fine.
Trying to win the sun stare.
Yeah, mine was just walking outside, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, is it 7:15? What is happening in the evening? Is the sun going down? But we had cloud cover anyways where we were at, so it's not like it was a big deal. But they made a huge event out of it, and apparently we won't have the next one till like 2044 or something like that. So by that time, if we're still on this podcast talking to each other, I think that's an achievement. I think that would be a 20 plus years.
Yeah, from sunup to sundown in the middle of the day two times. Who else could say that?
Anyways, let's talk about we promised last week, talking about the predictions, that we were going to be a shorter episode. This one, I'm trying to guarantee is a shorter episode. We have just
he
a
just
couple
guaranteed
things.
It's going to be 2.5 hours. This is going to be a four-parter, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. That's the way I'm guaranteeing it's 30 minutes. I'm going to split it into two episodes.
We're going to break down each team individually and dissect the season that they just had.
All right. Starting with the Washington Wizards. No. We're doing the reverse. Let's start at the top. We're only talking about one team right now. And that is the Boston Celtics, because I had asked you what you were interested in talking about this week. And I think you obviously have some clear thoughts about this, but what could be some things for the Celtics that could trip them up and prevent them from winning the NBA championship this year? Obviously, they are the best team in the league. They have been all season. The record indicates that. The way they blow teams out indicates that. But last night, they lost to the Bucks, who didn't have Giannis in the second half, but they also didn't have Porzingis and Al Horford. They also set a record for, I think, the first time ever an NBA team in history did not attempt a free throw, which is a pretty remarkable achievement for this team. So maybe that kind of goes to show that they just don't care, right? They are where they are. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're in danger of losing the one seed. They're just out there getting reps. Maybe some guys need to hit those 65 game threshold or something like that. Or they're just wanting to stay kind of in a basketball rhythm and not sit down for 2 weeks and come into the first round cold, to ramp up. But you had mentioned you're interested in talking about the Celtics, what could trip them up. Is there something that was glaring to you that made you want to talk about this?
Well, I just like, I mean, we've kind of danced around it throughout like the the last couple of weeks of us talking, but like we've talked about how far ahead the Celtics are of everybody in the East. So like I should clarify my question is really like, is there in the first three rounds of the playoffs for the Celtics, is there anybody that you think in the East, like, I mean, if you look at the playoff picture right now, like they're going to play, you know, the eighth seed, you know, however that plays out. So either the Heat, Bulls, Hawks, or 76ers in some way. Yeah. Like, do any of those teams like scare you for the Celtics?
I would
think I'm just going to do this round by round with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, if Embiid is healthy, I don't think they'd want to see the 76ers, although they've always been a good match. Like, they've always dominated the 76ers whenever they played them.
Right.
So, probably not worried about them. The Heat is kind of like the obvious one who has been a thorn in their side, right? Like, they've right. either had to go through them or they're the ones that have knocked them out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But the Heat, I don't know what you think about them this year versus last year. I mean, they seem kind of a pretty similar team mm-hmm. to last year. But this year they actually have Tyler Hero. Whether that's a help, I don't know.
Right.
But obviously you'd rather see someone like the Bulls or the Hawks.
Yeah, those are the teams you'd rather see. But out of those four teams, is there anybody that you think like has a legitimate shot at beating the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs?
I would say no, but the only caveat would be, could the 76ers put together a decent series and actually do it? I think that's the only team of these four that has the potential. But realistically, no.
Okay, so we're saying the 76ers maybe. All right, that's fine. So then we're going to round two. So this is either the Magic or the Cavs at this point. Either of those teams no. seem like it'd be a problem?
No. And you don't know who's coming out of that too, if that holds, right?
Right.
Like Magic could beat the Cavs could beat the Magic. Like the Cavs got dominated by the Knicks last year, just being physical with them, and the Magic are just all size and physicality.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then, you know, going over to the other side of that playoff bracket. So if you know, we've determined that the 76ers pose a little bit of a threat in the first round if they end up with that matchup. And then the winner of the Magic and Cavs is just, you know, great job making it to the second round.
Yeah.
Then on the other side, we have, you know, one of those four play-in teams, either the 76ers or the Heat, playing the Bucks. So if, we'll just say for the sake of argument, the Bucks, you know, move on. Then we have either the winner of the Knicks or Pacers. Pick your poison there. Who cares?
Yeah.
Are any of those three teams scaring you for the Celtics in the Western Conference Finals?
Well, hopefully not in the Western Conference Finals, because there's, I think, some teams out there that could beat them.
In the Eastern Conference Finals, obviously none of these teams would be playing in the Western Conference Finals.
No, there's no one in the Eastern Conference that should scare the Celtics, right? Like, they should be able to beat anybody. I don't think they're going to walk over everyone. But they should obviously be favored and should win every series. But I guess that's kind of the thing. Like, is there something about them that could trip them up?
Injuries.
That's the only thing, right? That's the only thing you could say about the Celtics is the only way they don't make the NBA championship, the NBA finals, is if it's cluster injuries or like a major injury to someone. Like, do you think that they could survive an injury to just say Jaylen Brown? Like, are they good enough to still advance to an NBA finals without him?
Or do you think
he's a necessary part?
I mean, I think Jaylen Brown is very necessary to what they do, but I think like if you're talking like tear an ACL or something, then no. But if you're talking like, you know, he's got to sit a couple games because he's, you know, got like a like sore hamstring or whatever, then like, yeah, whatever.
What about someone like Porzingis, who has kind of unlocked the thing for them, right? Being that versatile big that can shoot and drive and pass.
Right.
Could they survive? Like, we've seen them survive and make it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals and even the finals before without someone like Porzingis and Robert Williams. Could they survive without Porzingis?
I mean, I think similar thing. I think, yeah. I mean, we've seen them do it before, basically the same group of people.
But could they win the finals if they didn't have Porzingis.
The finals, it really depends, I think, on who gets there. Because if you go down through the Western Conference, all those teams are banged up too.
Yeah, or they could be by the time they get there. Because the West
could be
so good.
You're right. There's so many teams in the West, and almost all those teams have some sort of injury or somebody's hurt or different things like that. I mean, like, the two healthiest teams in the West right now are what? The Mavericks and the Thunder?
Probably, yeah. I mean, the Timberwolves are supposedly getting healthier with Cat supposed to be coming back potentially.
Right, but I'm just saying
the
today.
Nuggets just, I think, today
Jamal
probably.
Murray hasn't been playing.
Jamal Murray just came back too, so you wouldn't say
right.
that they're the healthiest they've been in a few weeks or a month at least post All-Star break. So
it's probably the Thunder and the Mavericks are like the strongest, like, you know, those they've been taking their vitamins, their Centrum Silvers every day and, you know, getting after it. So, you know, I mean, honestly, like, on the other side, if all these teams are healthy, I mean, I think you're looking at the Nuggets and you're going like, I really don't want to play them in the finals. But I mean, kind of, you know, peel the curtain back on the next point we're going to talk about, but the Mavericks have been looking really good. Like, I don't want to play them in the playoffs.
A departure.
I don't want to play the Thunder.
Turning heel for Cody Holsey. This is a first.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think Mark Cuban has really unlocked the secret to success in Dallas, and it's just sell the team. So balls in your
really
court,
put
Jerry
this
Jones.
Run together, and they made, you know, some pretty key trades, right? Like Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a really good job with that roster.
Upgrade. Yeah.
Kyrie Irving is not Kyrie Irving.
Yes, he has been the model citizen, Kyrie Irving.
He's like a grown-up version of Kyrie. Yeah, he's like a real adult.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe living in Texas,
for.
Like people don't you know, his brand of like aloofness and just like being weird doesn't play well down there, maybe. And so maybe, you know, just being in Dallas is straight. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe it's the sweet tea, right? Wasn't
it
that
could
the
be.
Thing that they had to cut Luka off of?
Yeah.
It was
maybe,
the sweet tea.
Maybe it's a, it could be a sweet tea. Luka can't drink the sweet tea anymore. So maybe Kyrie likes to tease him a little bit. He's like, look at this body. And then he sips a little sweet tea on the sideline. And then he just goes and like makes a weird layup.
Yeah, but I don't even think we need to talk about the second point. We've already talked about the Mavericks. No, but the Celtics, let's get into the Mavs more. But with the Celtics, I think they can incur like one injury to their top guy and still make the finals.
Yeah, I really think they don't have anything to worry about till they get to the finals.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if they can win the finals without their full roster. And you're right. It is dependent on who's coming out of the West, because the West is such a bloodbath. Like that team that makes the finals from the West is going to probably be limping in, right? So they're going to be barely able to stand before they get to the finals and face the best team in the league all season, hopefully fully healthy. That should really give the Celtics a huge advantage, especially early on in the series, right? And then it could get even, and then maybe it's like a 6 or 7 game thing. I don't know. But the Mavericks that you talked about, because of the depth of the West, we talked about the Mavericks. You're kind of turning a little bit because you've been a fan of free basketball for a long time. You know that we've been very mixed, more so often negative about the Dallas Mavericks. That's not just because they're in the Grizzlies division. There has just been, you have been notoriously against watching Luka, or not watching him, but you don't like the visual appeal of what is going on with the Mavericks. Has
the same
that
thing
changed?
It's the same thing that with Harden, but like recently, like when I've been watching them, like, you know, the Harden Rockets, it just wasn't that much fun to watch. But recently when I've been watching them, like they've been doing more like, I don't know, it's just more fun. Like, I think like the addition of having someone who's as skilled as Kyrie as like your second option, like really just like opens up opportunities for like really great passing. I don't know. They're some of the trades and stuff they made have like really added to like what they're able to do too. It doesn't feel as much like people are just standing around watching what's going on. So I don't know if that's just, me softening up on a team that's winning games, or if that's an actual, like, if my eye test is actually, like, correct and that it is more fun to watch them now, but I don't know.
Yeah, I would say it's obviously that trade, I think, kind of flipped their season, right? Because they were kind of middling in that 7-6 range. I mean, I know they're fifth now, but to be solidly fifth in the way that this Western landscape is a pretty good statement, right? From where they kind of were. And so those pickups just, they're not like light on fire, fantastic players, right? But they were definitely an upgrade to the current role players that they had. And so to complement around Kyrie and Luka, I mean, the first round matchup potential with the Clippers and the Mavs, which we talked about last week with our predictions for where this landscape is going to end. I mean, it's just an explosive series with both teams. But do you feel pretty comfortable now saying, or I guess I should say, would you put the Mavericks in your top three teams that could make the Western Conference Finals?
Yes.
Who would be, like, obviously Denver's one. Are the Mavericks second? Are they third? And who is that other team in the top three for you?
The Mavericks, for me, are second.
Oh, that is a big move for you. So just in a span of a few months there from the play-in, you think they're the second best team, or it should be the second, like we'll just use in, you know, gambling terms, the second best odds to make the Western Conference Finals and potentially come out of the West.
Yes.
Wow. Who is the third team for you?
This is going to be like, this is a real hot take.
I'm ready.
But I have some logic behind it.
Start the hot clip camera.
It. My team for this, my third team in the West is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh my God. Why?
No, this is why. This is why. You know, I had to throw something ridiculous in here.
Well, it's not ridiculous. I kind of like it.
But, like, it's the same thing as it was a few years ago. Like, they're just a scary nine seed. Right. I mean, right now they're in the ninth spot. Like, if I'm the Timber, like, if they win their matchup, right? If they win against, if they beat the Warriors and then they play that, you know, Suns and Kings loser.
Yeah.
If they beat both of those teams, which is pretty doable for them, I would think. None of those teams are sticking out to me as, like, oh my gosh, because they're all within one game of each other.
Right.
And, like, none of those teams are, like, that scary to me. If they end up playing the Timberwolves in round one, like, I don't know. Isn't that a pretty good matchup for the Lakers? A bunch of guys who have won a title before and been there versus, like, the Timberwolves, who are the Timberwolves are basically like the Grizzlies of 2 years ago, right? Kind of happy to be here. Like, look at what we did. Like, we have a really good record. We're in the playoffs, or not 2 years ago, maybe three at this point. But you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So the Lakers could move past them, not pretty easily, but there's a really good shot that the age and wisdom of, you know, having Anthony Davis and LeBron on that team, as good as they are, and actually have been, you know, pretty healthy recently, like playing against a young Timberwolves team. Like, we're talking about them, their playoff chances being hampered by the fact that we're waiting on Karl Anthony Towns to come back from injury.
Mm.
So that's my case there. And then, you know, if, like, a lot of these teams, like, they're so close together. And, like, I know that the Mavericks are four games ahead of, like, all these teams or whatever that we're talking about in the play-in. But as far as talent-wise, like, the margins are so, like, small.
Right.
Like, if they end up beating the Timberwolves and then they're going to play the Mavericks or the Clippers, like, that's going to be a pretty tough matchup for them. But it's not, like, you can see them winning, right? Like, you don't have, like, that doesn't set, that's not the craziest headline that you think you would see, is that, like, you know, Lakers beat the Clippers 6, you know, or 4-2 in a series.
Yeah, no.
Or, you know, 3-4 Mavericks series with the Lakers.
Especially with the beneficial whistle they've been getting.
Yeah, exactly. No one's going to get more calls than LeBron on the court. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's how that, yeah. You know, Steph, LeBron, you know, there's guys, you can go down the line, guys that have been there forever that they just get the benefit. KD, they're just getting beneficial calls.
Yeah, unless they're facing unless each Tony other, Brothers. And then it's going to LeBron.
Or yeah, Mark, and then it's always
Mark
LeBron.
Davis, and then who's the famous one with Chris Paul?
Not Tony Brothers?
No, it's not Tony Brothers. It's I can't think of his name, but everybody knows who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, like I know the guy who you're talking who's about
always.
Too,
yeah, I can picture him. I can't cannot think of his name right now. He was in the main ref in the other day in a game where the final ending was a debacle. And it was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense that he's right in the middle of that kind of thing. But the Lakers being third is, I don't think I'd have them third, but I do think they could very easily repeat what they did last year, especially with Scott Foster. You're right. That's it. Especially with the Timber, you know, this still could shake out 1, 2, 3. You know, maybe you get lucky and you get the Thunder and the 2 seed. That would be ideal, probably. Timberwolves, like you saying, it's an interesting first round matchup. Obviously, they want anybody but the Nuggets, but yeah, they're very matchup dependent. Like they're kind of fingers crossed, hoping it's Thunder or Timberwolves. They don't want, like, they don't want the Nuggets. So there's a lot that could shake out here in this final couple days, which this is kind of what we'll end on, this kind of shakeout. We talked about the predictions last week, and East is, you know, it's not going to end like the way we predicted. The Heat, of course, going to let us down. But the Cavs moving back to the 5th spot was not something that I saw, even though I think they could get easily back up to 3rd. But the Knicks, we agreed the Knicks are going to move up. Knicks have moved all the way up to 3, which is interesting. The Pacers have done their job. They've held on to the 6th spot. They won a crucial game against Miami Heat the other night. That was basically for the 6th seed for me. Whoever won that game was getting the 6th seed. The Pacers pulled out. That's actually the game that Scott Foster's at the end of. That's what I'm thinking of, was the Pacers Heat game. It was just a debacle at the end. Tyler Hero needed like a miracle 3 to shoot, and I think Siakam had his hand maybe like barely touched his hip and pulled it back while Hero's going up, and Scott Foster called a foul on it. and so Scott Foster was at the middle of, you know, trying to bring the Heat back.
Of course he was. He listens to free basketball.
He listens to free basketball. He was trying to help us out. We appreciate that, Scott. But the 76ers have won 6 games in a row. They've leapfrogged the Heat. They're in 7th spot. I mean, they're a game back of the Pacers. The Pacers have 2 games to go. So really interesting final 2 games there. But the West, like we were saying, this is definitely the more interesting of the two. Clippers, Mavs, we were kind of wondering if they could flip spots. They're not going to. Both of them have 3 games apiece left. But there's a 2-game difference. So 4-5, I think, is locked up. Now, they are only 2 games up on the Pelicans, who are still in 6th currently, which is what we actually predicted for where it would end. So they have an interesting kind of last couple games here. I know they play the Kings. The other 2 teams that they play are... I just had it. Where did I have it? They play at the Kings, at the Warriors, and then they play at home against the Lakers. So really interesting 3 games there. But they've won their last 2 games, and then they lost their previous 4. So my initial thought of them losing a bunch of games, looking pretty good. We'll see what happens in these final 3 games. But the play-in position, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Suns have moved to 7th. The Kings are down to 8th. The Lakers are still 9th, and the Warriors are still 10th. The Warriors are only a half game back of the Lakers, who the Lakers are only a half game back of the Kings. So the Kings do play, I think, the final schedule for those teams. The Kings play, I believe, the Lakers, the Suns, and then they get the Blazers, which is an automatic win, right? The Lakers, they play our poor little Grizzlies, and then they play the Pelicans at the Pelicans. Yep. So they'll at least get one of those wins there with our own hometown Grizzlies. So that would essentially pull them even with the Kings. And then yep. what happens with that Pelicans game, like that could be, you know, I know LeBron sat out the other night against the Warriors, if it's last night, because of an injury thing. I don't know if he's going to play the rest of the season. Maybe the Lakers are just kind of throwing in the towel and hoping for the best at the top, because the fight for the one seed, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets are tied 55 and 24. They are even right now with three games to go. The Thunder are just one game back at 54 and 25. So, do you still feel good about our predictions? We had Nuggets, Timberwolves, Thunder, 1-2-3. Clippers, Mavs, 4-5. That's a win for us. Pelicans staying at 6. The Kings, 7th. Suns, 8th. Lakers, 9th. Warriors, 10th. So, Pelicans are right. The Suns and Kings are flip-flopped. What? Feeling pretty good? Or a little bit of a shakeup for you?
I don't feel like much is gonna change in these next like three games. I think if anything changes in the West, it's gonna be in the play-in picture.
Okay.
You know, all there's not really anything that I think matchup wise is gonna change. You know, as far as like 1 through 5,
right?
You might maybe one of these other teams, you know, leapfrog the Pelicans, but. I don't know that I actually think that's going to happen. I think everything's going to kind of stay pat over there. And then the East, I mean, all those teams at 46 and 33, all that stuff's going to turn, all that stuff's going to move around. The 76ers might end up out of the playoff or out of the play-in.
You think they could make the sixth seed here?
Yeah. I mean, if all the Pacers have to do is lose.
Drop one.
Lose one game and the 76ers just win out.
76ers end their season at home versus Orlando and then at home versus the Nets. The Pacers they end their season at the Cleveland Cavaliers, which the Grizzlies play tonight, or Wednesday night, last night, I guess you should say, when this is going to post. And then they play at home versus the Hawks. So realistically, I mean, I saw reports that Trae Young's supposed to be coming back soon. Realistically, the Pacers probably have to lose both. Like, they have to lose to the Cavs and the Hawks. Are they likely to lose the Hawks? Probably not. Like, the Hawks are probably not going to care at this point. So it's kind of like last year with the Nets, with the Heat trying to get the sixth seed. The Nets were like a game or two above them and just kind of came down to the like final three games. And it was like two of the three final three games were against teams that knew their playoff position or were tanking or whatever and just did not give a crap. So the Nets held on to it.
Right.
So that might end up being what happens to the 76ers here. But we'll kind of see. That is a really interesting one, but you also can't count out the fact that the Cavaliers are on a three-game losing streak. Like, the Cavaliers going from 3rd to 7th in a span of a week and a half would probably be the hammer in the nail of the potential of Donovan Mitchell coming back to this franchise, right? Which none of us believe that he wants to come back anyways, even though the owner, Dan Gilbert, I guess owner's the wrong word now, right? The governor, Dan Gilbert, said that he had full faith that they were going to re-sign him to a long-term contract. Man, if they go from 3rd to 7th here, it's 100% guaranteed that he might sign it, but he's getting traded.
Right.
Maybe not next year, but he is not long for the Cleveland Cavaliers organization. That would be a really interesting wrinkle. And there's still potential for the Magic to drop in there. You just never know. The Magic and the Cavs are tied 46 and 33. the Pacers are about a half game behind them. Like the Pacers could be, you know, we thought in ours that they could drop to seventh. This team could be fourth. Like it's just, this is a wild final three games here, but it makes it really exciting, really interesting lead up to the NBA playoffs. I mean, are we excited that it's finally here? One, we don't have to watch the Grizzlies anymore. And yep, the really I think they start that. I think they started their 50th different starting lineup last night, a record, and then they played their 32nd or 33rd NBA player this year, different NBA player this year, which is also a record. So nice. One,
trying to outdo Dave Yeager down there in Memphis.
So one, we don't have to watch him anymore. But two, I think the intrigue of the West alone and all of the mm-hmm. matchups, it could be a really exciting playoff. So is that kind of your feeling heading into it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited about all these matchups that are going to be on here this year. It's going to be the playoffs. It's one of my favorite times of year. It's springtime. Right. It's nice outside. You can throw some ribs on the smoker, hang out in the yard,
play some hoops.
You can watch
Timmy and Sneaky D.
Yeah, you could play. It's Peter and Sneaky D.
Peter.
And yeah, you can shoot some hoops. You can watch some great hoops. You can just hang out. It's the springtime is a wonderful time.
I agree 100%. We got solar eclipse. We got March Madness. Everybody talks about the Masters. Like, okay. But it's sandwiched in between before the playoffs start. So, this is a great kind of like 60 days and then it's all baseball. And I kind of go into sports hibernation for,
I don't pay any attention to sports during the summer.
Yeah.
In the summertime, it's all video games and
I'm not sure about you want to mention the other thing. I'm not sure, what you're going to say there.
Oh, it was jerking off. But you'll just have to beep out the whole I'll just like where I say it was and you'll just beep out the whole thing and then people will wonder what I said that made you laugh that hard. Like, did he actually need to censor it or no?
That's
how I'd like that to be edited.
I'll probably have to ask on maybe that's the hot clip of the week.
Yeah, no, you should just beep the whole thing out.
I keep saying hot clip because hopefully we're going to start be doing, you know, little breakout videos and shorts and start posting on YouTube more. So maybe visually.
Yeah, we're going to be wearing shorts in the videos.
That would probably be an improvement for Cody if he's at least wearing shorts.
I have no pants on.
Well, this fell off the rails very quickly, so let's just go ahead and end it before it gets any worse. Anything you need to plug or mention before we go?
No, I don't have anything to talk about. Playoff basketball's coming up, baby. Get ready.
Let's get ready.
If your TV's broken, fix it.
Let's get excited. Next week, we'll probably be talking about the results of our early preseason NBA totals over unders. So we'll see how we did on those, be able to grade them. We got a couple that are really close right now. Like I think I had over on the Chicago Bulls at 37.5 and they're currently 37-45 or 43, 40.
Man.
I need one more win. And people like the, who's the other one? The Kings maybe were like 45 or 46.5. And I think they're at 44. So they've got to win two of the last three. So this could be, it's going to be a close call for all these. So could be a flip of fortunes here in the next couple, in the next week or so. But tune in next week for that to find out how we did on those for our over-under records. So thanks for tuning in this week. Hope everyone enjoys the final three games of the regular season. And we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Bye.